We're going to finish talking about our ka'os tonight. We've learned the first week there's an isser of going to the our ka'os. We learn now from lefnehem v'lo lefnei elam mishratzem asher tosim lefnehem lefnehem v'lo lefnei ovdei kachavim v'lo lefnei hadyotos. And that's an isser d'oraisa according to most posnim. We learned the posnim go very strongly about someone that does it. It shows that if he goes to a non-Jewish court, he's showing that he doesn't care about Torah, he's Merim Yad B'Torah Moshe, and all the terrible things that we learned about. That was what we learned the first week, the Isser of going to our Kohos. The next week we learned that what happens if you want to go to Odin Torah, but the person you want to sue for refuses to come, he's Misarev. So there we learned that Betzim gives you Rishus to go to a non-Jewish court. And we learned, there's going to be no Geir tonight, two reasons for that heter. One reason, the Erech Shai's reason, based on seems what the Yom Shel Shalom is saying, is that Lifneim Lifnei Adukhom doesn't apply when you can't do it. If it's impossible to go to a Jewish court because your Baal Din won't go, so then this halacha doesn't apply anymore. And therefore, you don't have to go. However, the Chachamim were misakin that you should ask Rishus from a bezin to go first. You shouldn't go without asking your rishus. That's hatakanas chachamim, that you have to get rishus before you go to the secular court. The Chacham Sofer said, no, by asking the rishus, you are now fulfilling the mitzvah of lifneihem, because now you're going to the secular court based on what the bezin told you. So it's as if you are being mekayim lifneihem. So according to the Chacham Sofer, it would seem that this rishus, it's very important. It's maybe a derisitic thing to chiyuv to ask rishus to go to the arkos. The next week we learned that this applies to any form of court system that is not based on Torah. If you're just going to someone to arbitrate based on his own daya, you trust him, he's a smart person, so then that's not a problem. We said examples of the diamond boards, maybe possibly by car auctions. That's the way they work over there. But as long as it, as soon as it becomes a system of law that they're using, we were speaking about this case from Eretz Yisrael, they go to the labor courts, and those courts are based on a system of law, not Jewish, based on a system of British law or Turkish law. Once it's based on a book that they're meshuvah to, that they have to follow that system, so that's already violates the isser of our ka'os, and one is not allowed to go to such a court either. Finally, last week, we said if someone made a mistake and went to such arkos, so then there's a special halacha, ein nizkakin le'holach arkos, we don't hear their arguments anymore. That's the way the Ramah paskins, the way the halacha for Ashkenazim, that once someone went to a secular court, if he wants to retry, he lost, and he wants to go back to a Jewish court and try again, we're not going to listen to him anymore. We saw two reasons. Either it's a knas, the main two reasons of the tumim, either it's a penalty because he went to the Isser, going to the secular court. We're not going to listen to him anymore. And the other reason of the tumim was that once the person accepted upon himself the dictates of a foreign system, so now he is not allowed to go back to the other systems, like a mechila to some extent, the mechila of going to the court. We did speak out the Nesivas HaMishpat, who says that even though the courts won't listen to him anymore, but if you know deep down, you the Nitva, know deep down that you really owe him the money, it's not called a mechila of the loan. The Nesivas Archa Shulchan both say that. You have to still pay him back, and that you're mechuyav to anyway. And we said the same thing will be in the case of Misarev, when you had Rishus to go to a secular court, because the Nitva wouldn't go, and you were awarded more money than you deserve through a din Torah, it would seem from the Nesivas that you would have to give back that extra money also. So now, tonight we're going to talk about the final issue that we'll talk about now is, once we solve this problem, you have a person going to a secular court and he lost, but maybe the person really owes the money. So what happens if Reuven is claiming $1,000 from Shimon because he says Shimon owes him that money from a loan? Shimon refuses to pay. Now Reuven should have taken Shimon to a din Torah, but he made a mistake and he decided to take him to a secular court. and you, Levi, know that Shimon really owes Reuven the money. Shimon says, I never borrowed any money. But you were there when Shimon borrowed the money. So should you go to the secular court and testify, right? Reuven says, you, look, you were there. Can you testify for me in the court? And you'll tell him, yeah, but you're doing a bad thing. You're going to secular court. And he says, yeah, but he's stealing from me. Right? Stealing. So this is the Raisa, Los Iglan, Saris Adibros. And what I'm doing is a diuk, Eilam Mishpatim, with name, right? So you're stuck in the middle. Should you testify in the court against Shimon, or should you say, I'm not getting involved because you, Reuven, did a bad thing? And similarly, we'll talk about if Reuven calls an attorney to ask him to represent, he thinks things are going bad in the case, he needs a lawyer, can you get involved in it? So, this gets into the issue of Lufnei Iver that we've spoken about in the past, right? Because if there's going to be an Isser, it's going to be an Isser of helping Reuven in his wrong-headed din Torah that he took to court, right? And that's going to be the issue, right? You're not doing anything wrong except aiding someone doing an Aveira. So let's just briefly we'll review the sugya of Lufnei Iver, and then we'll get into the how the halachas have come out in this case. So the standard case is Gemara Avodah Zarah. The first mission of Avodah Zarah says that you're not allowed to do business with an akum before his holiday. The Gemara has two possible reasons. One reason is because the reason we're going to talk about is because if you sell him an animal, he might take that animal and bring it as a sacrifice to his idol, and you'll be aiding him and in doing that aveira. So the Gemara said, and the other reason we said is because by giving him the animal, he's going to thank his god, his idol, and you're causing him to thank. You don't want to be responsible for someone worshipping, doing an idolatry. So the Gemara says, what's the nachkamina between the two reasons? The Gemara says, the nachkamina between the two reasons is if he already has an animal. If he already has an animal, he already can bring a sacrifice to his idol. Your animal is not going to help him any. If the reason is because you don't want him to thank his Lord for this great deal he made, so then he's still making a good deal. He'll still thank his Lord, and he'll still be awesome. So we're going to deal with the issue of the Evers. Right? It's a kasha b'chi islay. Even if he has an animal, are you still going to say he's not over l'fnei iver? But we learned in a braisa, Amar Rav Nosson, minayin shelo yoshit adam kosher yayin l'nazir. How do we know that you're not allowed to hand a cup of wine to a nazir? Or Eber min achai l'nei noach. How do you know you can't hand an Eber min achai, a limb from a living animal, to even a non-Jew, because they also have that mitzvah of Eber min achai? So the Gemara says, Tamalomar, v'lefne'iver, v'osite, mirshol. Right, that's what the Braisa says. So zog the Gemara, v'hahacha over here, nechilay avinale. What would happen if we wouldn't give the Nazir the wine, or the Ben Noach, this Eber min achai? Shakal Yehu, he would take it himself. It's there, he would just take it. You know, he's asking, hand it to me. So you give it to him. But he could have taken it anyway, and ka'aber mishul l'fne'iver, l'osite mishul. Still the Braisa says, you're chai for l'fne'iver. So same thing, if he has an animal already, the fact that he has it should not exempt you from l'fne'iver, because you're giving him another opportunity to an aveira. So Gemara says, a yisodistika answer, hachav v'mayizkinan, when the Braisa says, you violate l'fne'iver, that's talking, dekoi betray ivre nara, where the person giving over the wine or the Eber Menachai is on one side of the river, and the Nazir or the Ben Noach is on the other side of the river, and he can't reach the wine and he can't reach that Eber Menachai. It's only because you're there and handing it to him and he reaches out for it and gets it, that's how he gets it. So that's when a person is violating the Israel of Nei Iver. But if he can get it on himself, it's right in front of him, he could pick it up, you giving it to him is no iser olafnei iver lo sitein mikshol, and that's why we're correct in saying that if he already has an animal and you give him another animal, there won't be any olafnei iver there. The Gemara proves this is the correct pshat, dekonami diktoni lo yoshit. What's the price to say lo yoshit? You shouldn't like stretch out to him, don't extend your hand to him. That's because that's the only way he's going to get it. You reach out on one side, he reaches out on the other side, and now he has it. And look, Tony Lo Yitin, it should have just said, don't give it to him. Giving it to him means that he could get it, and you give it to him. the Braisa goes out of its way to say Eloshen lo Yoshe. You shouldn't extend it to him to tell you that we're talking about Shmamina. It's a proof from here that we're talking about two sides of the river where he can't reach it on his own. You have to reach out to give it to him. That's when there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver. But if he could get it on his own, there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver. But that's the Peirush of Gemara. No one argues with it. Tosa says over there, Lefiza, based on this Gemara, Asur lehoshit lemumarim la'avodas kachavim dover Isser. You can't even hand over to someone who's a Jew who has converted to some type of idolatry. You can't give him something that's Asur either. Even if it's theirs, that's what we spoke about a couple years ago. If you get something in the mail, the tray food that or you know that got delivered to you instead of the neighbor across the street, can you give it over to him? Because if you give him this tray food, everyone knows that he's going to eat it. And even though he's so-called converted, but he's still a Jew. He's born a Jew and he remains a Jew. The fact that he doesn't keep any mitzvahs and he holds that he's an idolater, he holds he keeps avodah zarah, that doesn't change his status. So therefore, you're not allowed to give anything to a Jew, any Jew, even though he does a lot of isur. Umayri, but this is the chiddush. Umayri, b'dekai b'makim shel yuchalikach. The chiddush is it's only aser where he can't take it. Nimlo yoshilo is that if you won't stretch it out to him. So what he's saying, right? So what he's saying, his chiddush is that you might think, well, once he is like a mumur, so maybe he doesn't keep mitzvahs anymore. He's not a Jew anymore. So Tosfos says, no. As bad as he is, as far off the derech as he is, he's still a Jew and he's still chayiv in mitzvahs. So don't think, well, he eats treif all the time anyway. I'll give him a piece of treif, and it's his anyway. You can't do that because he's still a Jew and you're giving him an Isser, just like giving wine to a Nazir or Abram and Achai to a Ben Noach. Right? So he's still a Jew. You can't give him something that's Asir for him. However, Tosfos says that's only a problem when you're on the two sides of the river. But if he could get it anyway, so then Tosfos is saying there'd be no Isser in giving it to him. That's Tosfos' Shita. The Ran disagrees with Tosfos. The Ran on the spot says, Umiyo mashma dani mili linin Isura deraisa. That's only talking at the deraisa level, based on the Gemara that we learned. There's still an Isser derabanan. You have an obligation to stop any Jew from doing an Isser. Certainly you shouldn't help someone doing an Aveira. But this is the famous Isser derabanan called Misayeya Lidvar Aveira, the Ran holds, that even in a case where there's no Isser deraisa, of Lifnei Iver, right? Lifnei Iver doesn't apply because he could get it anyway. So there's no Isser deraisa, no biblical prohibition. But there's still an Isser derabanan. The Chachamim said, you're not allowed to, first of all, you have a mitzvah to stop people from doing Aveiras. Certainly you shouldn't do something to help someone do an Aveira. And that's an Isser derabanan. And the Ran says, therefore, even though Tosfos says, Tosfos is mashma that it will be mutter to give it to him if he could get it anyway, because there's no Lifnei Iver. The Ran says, no, there's an Isser derabanan anyway, and you can't do it. Right? That's the Machlokas Tosfos and the Ran. And we Paskin, I think most everyone Paskin's like the Ran. Tosfos himself in Shabbos says such an Isser. Right? Tosfos talks in the beginning of Shabbos, Daf Gimel, he says there's an Isser derabanan of Misayeh of Garveira, and that's what we're left with, that if you're dealing with helping someone do an Aveira, so it'll depend. If he can't do the Aveira without you, so then it's an Isser deraisa of Lifnei Iver. If he can do the Aveira without you, and you're just helping him, so then that's an Isser Rabbanan, a Misayeya, Lidvar Aveira. And we'll see there's the big Nafkamina in the Sugya tonight, which one we're talking about, is it a deraisa or a derabanan? We'll take this one step further. Another famous machlokes we've spoken in the past. The Shach, the way the Notable Yudal Dolgam Revava seems to explain him in Yerodeah Kuflun Aleph, says that this Isser Derabanan, right, the Isser Derabanan, when he could do it anyway, only applies to someone who is making a mistake or maybe convinced not to do the Aveira. But if this person always does Aveiras, he's doing it b'mezid, he's doing it on purpose, we always does this Aveira. So then, certainly there's an Isser deraisa. You can't aid him in doing the Aveira in a way he couldn't do it. The Isser Lifnei Iver certainly applies. But the derabanan of Misayeya Litvar Veir doesn't apply, because the whole reason of Misayeya is that we not allowed, and you have to stop someone from doing a Veir. Certainly you can't help him. But if he always does a Veir anyway, you can't stop him. So the Dogen Rav Hava holds there's no Isser of listen to Yivar. The Magen Avraham says, here you see it's even by Akum, there's an Isser of Siyua, is something that he's commanded to, and that's the Magen Avraham Svar. So it's a Machlokes, Dogen Shach, really, and Magen Avraham, whether this Isser Rabbanan applies in a case where he's going to do it in Mesa. Okay, so that's just a little background, and we'll be using those tonight as we proceed in the Sugya. So let's think about this case over here. Someone's going to court. Someone's going to court, a secular court, wrongly, and he wants you to be a witness for it. He wants you to testify for him in court. So the Rama says, in the Tshuva, he says very simply, based on what we said, that even though, according to Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, there'd be no problem, let's assume that there are other witnesses that could testify if you don't. Right, so just make it easier. I'm not sure if you even need that, but let's assume there are other witnesses there. So you want to testify. So you say, well, look, there's no Issa D'Oraisa here, because he could get someone else to testify for him to help him get the money back from Shimon. So I'm just helping him. I'm helping him do an Aveira. So even though according to Tosfos it's Mutter, because Tosfos doesn't hold any Issa D'Rabbanan, the Rama says, there's still an Issa D'Rabbanan, we go with Iran, and Tosfos and himself and the Rosh in Shabbos who agree that there's an Issa D'Rabbanan, even when it's something that he could do himself, it's an Aveira, he could do himself, he could get another witness. But the fact that, or he could win without a witness, the fact that you're helping him, that's an Issa D'Rabbanan of being Misayeya, Lidvar Aveira, and that's the way the Rama paskins in a Tshuva, Simen Nun Beis. The Shar HaMishpat has an interesting tie against the Rama. The Shar HaMishpat wants to say there's a big difference between the cases we were talking about from the Gemara and the case the Rama is talking about. In the case of the Gemara, what happened over there? This Nazir wants some wine, and he could get the wine himself. It's within his reach. But he's lazy, or he wants you to do a favor, you want to do him a favor, and you say, oh, here's a nice cup of wine, why don't you take some? So that's an Issa D'Rabbanan. Why? Because you helped him do an Aveira. What's the Aveira? Him drinking the wine, and you gave him that cup with which he drank the wine. But that you helped him do an Aveira. The Shai Mishnah says, what did you do over here? What's the Aveira of going to a secular court? Right, the Aveira of going to a secular court is being Mechalel Hashem. It's being Meir Yad against Hashem. You're saying, I don't care about Dinei Torah, I'm just going to do what secular law says. I don't care about Dinei Torah. Right, that's what the Isser is. Now, when was that Isser done? That Isser was done as soon as Reuven applied to the court, as soon as the first session began, as soon as he showed up into a secular court, instead of going to the Din Torah and going to the mosque or however he started Din Torah, instead he went to the secular court. So at that point, he's violated that Isser D'Oraisa of Lifneihem, Velo Lifnei Ovdei Kochavim. And what you're doing afterwards, isn't anything, because the damage is done. So you're testifying. There's no Isser in walking. It's not like it's muksa. You can't walk into that place. It's also a place to walk into. You can take a tour of a court if you want. So you're going to the court and you're testifying. What's the big problem? He does say from a Gemara of Arizar that we learned that when you're stepping on the grapes, it says even though it became tameh, you shouldn't help someone out, even though the damage has been done. There is a Mishnah like that in Avodah Zarah. But he says what we started in the beginning. He says, let's think what's happening over here. You know that Shimon's a ganav. You know that Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, $10,000, whatever Reuven is claiming. It's not that you're not sure. Shimon says, I never borrowed it, and you saw him borrow it. And you even told him, why'd you pay me? I don't care. But Shimon is being rotten. Shimon's no big tzaddik over here. So what gives you a right to, like we said in the beginning, what gives you a right to protect Shimon at the expense of Reuven? Right? What gives you the right to say, well, look, I can't get involved, it's a secular court, Reuven, you did a bad thing, I don't want to help you. You did a bad thing. But Shimon is doing something worse. Shimon is stealing from from Reuven, and like we learned last week, what happens if Reuven loses the case? What happens if Reuven loses the case over there? So he's never going to get the money back, because we learned last week, once he loses the case in the secular court, he can't even go to a Din Torah where he might win, where you would be able to testify for Shimon, right? Because Reuven, through his mistake of going to the secular court, has now negated the possibility of going to a Jewish court and ever getting his money back. So by you not testifying in a secular court, you are dooming Reuven to never getting his money back and allowing Shimon to steal. So based on that, the Shari Mishpat says he disagrees with the Tshuvas HaRamah, and he paskins that you can go to the secular court to testify. No one likes the Shari Mishpat Derech Shai. I wanted to mention his yard site tomorrow night. The Erech Shai, it's the 99th yard site tomorrow night. Erech Shai has an arichas against the Shari Mishpat. And the Shari Mishpat has two arguments. He addresses both arguments. The first argument is the damage is done. What iser are you doing? The iser is already done. And the second time is, how can you just remain quiet? There's Hashavas Aveda, you have to protect Reuven from getting stolen, getting his money stolen by Shimon. So what's the first taina? What iser is being done? Erech Shai says like this. It's true, the iser is Chilul Hashem. That's the iser of going to a secular court. It's a big Chilul Hashem. But he says, there's a Chilul Hashem when you testify there also. For two reasons. First of all, we'll learn halacha that to testify, testimony is only accepted by a Beis Din. Even if you agree to have one person listen to a case, you need a Beis Din. Now, if you testify in front of a secular court, what you're saying is, I hold you like you're chasha like a Beis Din. Even though I wouldn't go to one Jew to testify, but to a secular court I'm willing to testify. So that also is a Chilul Hashem. You're aiding in this Chilul Hashem in testifying in front of the secular court. And number two, included in the Chilul Hashem isn't just the fact that, oh, I just went there, and the fact that I opened the door and raised my claim over there instead of a Din Torah, that's the Chilul Hashem. There's more to it than that. The fact that the secular court forces Jews to pay money or to adjudicate their dispute based on whatever they hear, that itself is the Chilul Hashem. So it's a Chilul Hashem when you testify, and through your testimony the court says, Shimon, you have to pay because Levi testified against you and we trust him and he has proof, whatever it is. So that adds to the Chilul Hashem also. That's the way the Erech Shai looks at it. It's not just limited. The Chilul Hashem isn't limited to just the initial walking in. It's a process. Any part in the process which you would normally need a Din Torah for, that's a Chilul Hashem. And any conclusion, any surara that the secular court does is a further Chilul Hashem. The fact that Jews have subjected themselves to a secular court, that's a Chilul Hashem each step of the way, and you don't want to be part of that. What happened to the fact that Shimon's rotten? Shimon owes the money and he's a thief. How can you let him get away with that? So the Erech Shai says, look, you're stuck between two problems here. If you don't say anything, so you're helping out Reuven, you're helping out Shimon, keep the money. If you testify, so then you're doing something wrong, you're helping Reuven do an Isser of Lifnei Yamilo Lifnei of the Ekechavim. Well, if you have a choice, it's better to not do anything. Right? It's better to help someone do an Aveir by doing nothing than by going out there and walking and knocking on the door to coming to the Beis Din actively, or it's Bekum Vasei, that's a worse Isser than if you just stay home, Shavah Tasi, stay home and don't do anything. That's what you do in such a case. And then he says, furthermore, based on what we said last week, there always is the chance that somewhere along the line Shimon will do tshuva, like we said, that even though he might win the case, he did really steal, and he could do tshuva later on and pay back the money. But you going to a secular court, that's an issue that can't be undone. And therefore, the Erech Shai says the Ramah is correct in saying you should not testify in a secular court to help out this person that's doing another. By the lashon misayeya of the aveir, we see they're talking about this. The Rama himself clearly said it's talking about just the Mitzvah Rabbanan, and the Aruch Shai supports the Rama and saying you can't do this Mitzvah Rabbanan, even though he could find another witness. It's still, you can't be misayeya of the aveir. But that's the conclusion of the first part. Now, this only applies to giving testimony to the Toveya, to the person that did the Isser. Can you give testimony to support Shimon, to the person who, in another case, right, not in this case, suppose Reuven, Shimon is willing to go to a Din Torah, Reuven wants to go to a Din Torah to be Toveya from Shimon, Shimon refuses, and now Reuven got Rishus from the Beis Din to go to a Din Torah against this, to go to a secular court against this Misarif. Right? A different case, the second case we spoke about. So in that case, can a Jew go to testify in a secular court to help out Reuven with his case? So there, it's a Befeish Ramah. Well, the Ramah says a lotion like this in Sifeis, Chafsimin Chavav, Yesh Rishus le Beis Din. The Rama says even the Beis Din itself can go to the court and testify that, you know what, Reuven really deserves to win this case. Shimon is refusing to come to Din Torah. We know he's wrong, and you should award Reuven the money. Now, that's the partial way to learn the Rama. The Chidah of Yechayose brings some earlier Sfardish posts that wanted to say it's only a Beis Din can do that, but if you personally know the testimony, you shouldn't, because we don't want any Jews going to testify at all in a Beis Din because it will lead to them always thinking that they could go testify in a Beis Din. They'll confuse it, they'll think that you can even take a court case to a secular court. Right. I'm sorry to say that we don't want them going to any secular court anytime. That's what he brings some earlier Svarish Aposkim. He though disagrees. He brings the Befeirish from, this is from Rosh Shri Ragon, this Psak Halach, he brings the Baal Itter who quotes the Rosh Shri Ragon saying Befeirish, the Lashon is that has Kenim Batamidim Yokufu Eto Edim Sheyelcha Ve'yayudu, that the Kenim have the right to force witnesses to go and testify because we don't like people that refuse to go to a Din Torah. We gave him Reuven Rishus to go to the secular court, and not only can we give him Rishus, we're going to help him win the case also. If we know the testimony or we know people that know the testimony, we'll urge them to go to the secular court to testify against Shimon who's refusing to come to that court. So that's just a little bit of an aside, and we'll put that aside now because I don't want to go confuse the case that we're talking about. Our Reuven and Shimon is different, right? Once again, our Reuven is the bad guy. Our Reuven didn't get Rishus. Shimon is willing to go to a Din Torah in our case. Reuven is the one that's dragging him into the secular court, and that's the case we just learned, that according to the Tshuvas HaRama, a witness is not allowed to go to the court to support Reuven, even though he knows that Shimon really owes him the money. It would probably be a nice thing for him to do, to stop Shimon from doing an aveira, and just quietly tell Shimon, you know, even though he did a bad thing taking the secular court, you stole him the money, his two wrongs don't make a right, you still chayiv him, show him the nesivus, and that would be something you could do. But you can't go to secular court, that would be a misayayi levar aveira, helping out Reuven do an issur. How about being a lawyer? So I have this article, or someone wrote a few years ago, about the law profession in general. And he says that you don't find any tshuvas about lawyers until very late. And that he says for a few reasons. First of all, it was hard for Jews to become lawyers. The profession was closed to Jews until, when it was written, he said 20 years ago. That, more than 20 years ago at this point. He says it was closed for many years. And second of all, it just didn't come up so often that they should talk about it. So here there are people that talk about it, and the two poskim that I have are Rabbi Avadia Yosef and Yechaveh Das, and the Meshev Halacha from the Zayonim in the Bezal Horoyo in Mansi. Those are the two that talk about it. He brings down this Yechaveh Das in this article. The Meshev Halacha I found, I think, is written after his article. So Rabbi Avadia says clearly, we'll read it together, Orech Din Yari Shamayim. Someone asked an attorney, or Yari Shemayim, to go to a secular court. He's trying to get money from his friend. Reuven's trying to claim money from Shimon. Lefi halacha, chayv li mani mekach akoin halacha, you're not allowed to do it. You can't be a lawyer for him. Shereihu misayeya, videi avei aveira. Once again, you're being misayeya, avei aveira. You'll say, well, it's not really me, I'm just being a shliach. So Rani says, you're not being a shliach, you know, it's ain't shliach of aveira, that doesn't help. So he says, certainly you shouldn't help someone doing this or going to a secular court. However, he says, once again, if Shimon is the victim over here, dragged into the secular court, if you want to be a lawyer for him, that's okay, because you know Shimon didn't do any yisur here. You're helping Shimon protect himself, you know, assuming you don't know Shimon's wrong. Right? That's another issue. Can you be a lawyer for someone that you know is wrong? And that we're not going to talk about tonight. We're assuming that you know, in this case, Shimon, you think Shimon isn't wrong. You don't know Shimon's wrong. You want to help him. So that's what Rav Yehuda Shuva, that you can't help the Toveya. He's doing an yisur. You're being Messiah, the Vara Veira, and you can help the Nitva, because poor Shimon, he doesn't want to. He wants to go to the Torah. It's Reuven's dragging him to the secular court, so you can help protect him in this case. Now, the Beit Lahoroya Dayan, whoever wrote this, has a few tainas. Some are good, and some are questionable. One thing he says like this, and let's remember what we said in the beginning, like I've avoided talking about it and no one mentioned it, but remember in the beginning we said that even though there's an Isser Drabban of Mitzayeya Levar Aveira, when he could do the Aveira himself, right? If he can do the Aveira without you, it's Isser Daraisa with Nehiver. If he could do the Aveira without you and you help him, it's Mitzayeya Levar Aveira. But then we had this Dolgam Ravava who said that if he could do the Aveira himself, and he always does it, he's amazing, he's a mummer for it, he always does this Aveira, and there's no way to stop him from doing it. He's a Tinnik Shanishma, he's born this way, or he's downright rotten. So in that case, the Dogam Ravava said, there's no Isra of Messiah in the Dvar Aveira. And furthermore, well, however, the Mogen Avraham disagreed with him, but there is such a Shita. There is at least this Dogam Ravava. So let's try to plug in a couple things over here, the way he does it. Now, this all assumes, whatever heter we're going to come out is only going to assume if you're an anav. If you think you're the best lawyer in the world and no one could do as good a job as you can, so then that becomes an issur d'oraisa, right? Because if you're trying to help Reuven over here. So if you're the best lawyer in the world, you can't say, well, if I didn't do it, he'll get someone else. Well, that someone else isn't as good as you. That someone else will lose the case, but you're the one who's going to win the case. So we're assuming that you're an anav here, and you assume there are other lawyers that are as good as you are. Right? And that's what we have to assume. Just like we assume by the witnesses, there are other witnesses that could testify, so there are other lawyers that could do the job as good as you. If you don't believe that, so then you have no heter at all. So, there are other lawyers. Okay. So, what are we talking about? Let's talk about a case where Reuven takes Shimon to a secular court, and Shimon isn't Shomer Torah mitzvahs. Right? Shimon wouldn't go to a din Torah anyway, which could be a typical case. You have two people, two secular Jews, and one comes and knocks on your door in Pikesville and says, "Can you represent me against Shimon in court, in secular court?" So now you have a shaila. His name's Goldberg. His name's Friedman. And can you help out Goldberg Reuven in this case? Well, what isser are you doing in such a case where this person wouldn't go to a din Torah anyway? That's what we said in shir number 2. The isser you're doing then really depends. According to the Erech Shai, you're not doing any isser. Right? The isser lefneim doesn't apply when your opponent won't go to a din Torah. The only thing is, there's a takanas chachamim that you were supposed to go to get reshus beforehand. So this Reuven Goldberg comes to you and says, "Can you represent me against Shimon over here?" And Shimon won't go to a secular court. So okay, so you should tell Reuven, okay, but let's get reshus from the Bezin first. So Reuven says, "I don't want to deal with the Bezin at all. Just take me to the court." So according to Erech Shai, what are you doing? It's an isser. You're being over. You're helping someone being over a takonis chachamim. Right? There's no isser d'oraisa because he won't go anyway. It's just the listening doesn't apply. It's a nice thing. You're a takana, you're supposed to get reshus first. So you're helping someone avoid that takana skachanan. So this Juba says, well, in that case, we can be samech on the Dogam Ravava to say, since he could get a lawyer that's just as good as you anyway. There are other lawyers around. So we're only talking about Misayei Levar Veira. And if it's Misayei Levar Veira in a case where he's a mummer for this, he doesn't keep mitzvahs this way. So if he doesn't keep mitzvahs this way anyway, so the Dogam Rebava says there's no Isser of Misayei Levar Veira. And since the whole thing's only violating a takana, we can be samech on the Dogam Rebava. Ramashi says we can be samech on Dogam Rebava by Hefzim Meruba, but not by Minias Rebach. But this Posek says, even though you're just going to lose a little bit of profit here, but since the whole thing's only aiding someone, avoiding a takana, so that's okay. But he doesn't mention that according to Chassam Sofer, that we said a few weeks ago, you still have the problem, because Chassam Sofer said that in the case where your mitva won't go to a din Torah, you still have a mitzvah, the right of name of Neo Akum. It's just that when you ask Rishus from the Bezdin, then by them giving you the Rishus, you're fulfilling the name, even though you end up going to the secular court. So according to Chassam Sofer, this lomdus of his won't help, because you are being Messiah, someone doing an Issa Daraisa Aleph Neyem, and the fact, because he's not getting Rishos, so can you rely on the Dogam Rebava and an Issa Daraisa when it's just a matter of losing a prophet? That's not so simple. So, you know, that you should ask a Shai, you should always ask Shailos, but just that's one thing he said. The second Chiddush he says is amazing, and I'll just say it because it's just interesting, but it's hard to believe. He says, if you're dealing with someone who's this Goldberg is not Shomer Torah Mitzvos at all. So he says, his whole life is a Chilul Hashem. When he eats treif, it's a Chilul Hashem. When he's Mechallel Shabbos, it's a Chilul Hashem. So when he's going to go to court, that's not a Chilul Hashem anymore. It's only a Chilul Hashem. It's someone with a nice beard, and someone keeps mitzvahs, and he goes to court, that's a Chilul Hashem. But someone who doesn't keep any mitzvahs at all, there's no Chilul Hashem when he goes to court. So such a person, he says, well, he's not doing an Isser, so of course you can help him if he doesn't keep mitzvahs at all. I think that's a big pella to say that it's not a Chilul Hashem when he goes to court. Everyone knows Goldberg's Jewish and he's going to a Din Torah. He's going to a secular court. Why isn't he going to Din Torah? But anyway, I'm just saying it because it's a svara that's out there. It's hard to hear. But even this Meshav Halacha says if the Toveh is a Shomer Torah mitzvahs, he's someone who keeps mitzvahs. And he's dragging the Nitva, the Reuven Shimon case. Reuven is dragging Shimon to a court. Shimon wants to go to a Din Torah, and Reuven won't let him. In that case, he agrees that you can't rely on, he says it's Misayeya, and you shouldn't rely on the Dogam Rebava, because it's a Chilul Hashem. He says even you might even be adding to the Chilul Hashem by testifying that you yourself might be doing a Chilul Hashem, but even if you want to say just Misayeya, so that would be a problem that he would agree with Ravadia Yosef. Just want to conclude with something that no one mentions over here, but it's Paskin in Halacha. There's a Rivash, the Rama brings in Simcha Va, the Rivash is lost in its Chain. He says you should be put in Chayrim, anyone that goes to a secular to court. Chain Lindos Ulahachrim, Kol HaMachlik Biyada Vazar. So he's talking about a woman who was going to a secular court. The Rivash says that we should put in Chayrim anyone that helps her, anyone that supports her and helps her. And the Rama passing this chaimachrim marachli biad ha'olach l'fnei goyim. So that seems pretty strong, and it seems like if you're a lawyer and you're a witness, why are they talking about misayeya l'dvar aveira? Why does anyone bring this Rama here? It says b'feirish. So I think what this Rama is talking about is you can't encourage someone. This person Reuven is upset. He's talking like Shimon stole $10,000 from me. I don't know what to do. If I go to a Din Torah, it's going to take 10 years, and you know, I don't know. I'm not experienced with. I don't know what to do. And he say, you know, look, I saw what happened. Let's go to secular court. I'll be a witness for you. So that you're helping him. So then you're just as bad as he is. That's what the Rama is saying. The same thing. You're a lawyer. You say, oh, you don't like the fact that this is happening. I'm a lawyer. I can help you in a secular court win the case. I think there'll be no discussion about that. That the Rama, in fact, the Rama in that first tshuva that we spoke about brings this Rivash. If you're helping, encouraging someone go to a secular court, that certainly we have a halacha that we're machrim and we're menada, someone that wants to go, someone who helps, someone who encourages someone going to a secular court. Our whole shir tonight was talking about someone he decided on his own to go. He went to the secular court. He already filed the case. It's there already. Now he asks you, can you please testify for me? I know you saw the loan. I filed this case already. So then that's where you have the Shiloh. And we learned tonight we have to go with the Arab Shai. And it's true as Ramah that you're not allowed to do that. You're being Messiah, Bar Veira. and even though you're helping him steal, that's not your issue. Your issue is you can't get up and kumbase and go to a court and help someone who did that terrible aveira going to a secular court. Can you be a lawyer for him? Chavadah says same thing. You can't help him. He did a terrible thing going to secular court. You can't aid him. We did see that maybe there's one way out, the one way possible, if you hold like the Erech Shai, and Shimon wouldn't have gone to a secular, wouldn't have gone to a din Torah anyway, and the only thing he did wrong was not ask for shus. So maybe that, if it's only an Isidur Rabbanan, then you're helping him do an Isidur Rabbanan, but according to Dog and Ravava, the Isidur doesn't apply. You can be samech on that in an Isidur Rabbanan, that might be one way out, but certainly Erech Shai was in all these cases. This is the end of our section on our coast. Next week, Lineta, we're going to start talking about Pusule, that we're going to get into who are the good Dayanim. Right? We already, the first set of Shiurim, we were talking about taking it all into your own hands. This that we were talking about, secular courts. We'll finally start talking about a real Din Torah, and the first thing we have to discuss in a real Din Torah is who qualifies to be a Dayan. Next week, we'll talk about whether a woman can be a Dayan.